Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gents, welcome back once again. All Things Covered with yours truly, Patrick Peterson and Bryant McFadden. Got another outstanding, entertaining show for you guys. And anytime the Steelers win, it's always an awesome show to recap with our guy, Patrick Peterson. Of course, get ready for the upcoming ball game as well. But before we do that, this will be a little different of a show for you guys, for our listeners and our viewers, our faithful fans. We appreciate you so much. But this is a little different in regards to our show and some news that we will reveal with you guys. We wanted to share with you that this will be our last episode with CBS Sports. Yes, this will be our last episode with CBS Sports. But we also want to make it clear that All Things Covered, we're not going anywhere. We still will be with you guys. We still will be providing you entertaining, informative content, but it won't be with CBS Sports. So just stay tuned with what our future will be moving forward. And like I said, we will continue to give you guys outstanding content, but you can still find me all over CBS Sports and CBS Sports HQ. And of course, you can find Pat P still doing his things on Sundays as well for the Pittsburgh Steelers. But just stay tuned. There will be more news coming with All Things Covered in regards to our future plans, but we will be delivering consistent content to you guys. So no need to worry. No need to complain or get nervous. We still will be with you guys, but under a new platform. So just stay tuned. And with that being Pat P, there's a lot to really digest and unpack and get into when it comes to memories that we have been able to create, you know, with content with me and you and, of course, outstanding guests. But we will do that. But before we do that, we got to recap what took place in Acrisure Stadium against the Cincinnati Bengals. Pat P's, the Steelers' last home game there. There's a lot to talk about, and we will do so in just a second. Pat P.
Yo.
Yeah. All right. Before I talk about, you know, my vision and what I saw, my prophecy, before I do that, let's talk about you. Yeah. There's a lot I talked about that happened, that would happen before it happened, and it actually happened. And, you know, we're going to talk about that, but your final game in Pittsburgh, you actually got a chance to walk into the stadium with your daughter. We saw videos. We saw pictures. How was that for you, knowing that that was going to be your last home game in the regular season with the Pittsburgh Steelers, being able to do it with the oldest?
Man, that was pretty cool, man. It was just something I thought about heading home from the hotel. You know, it's getting, you know, close to that time where my oldest is, you know, she understands and wants to be a part of a dad car rides to the stadium, and I thought it was a great idea for her to, you know, ride along for the last home game of the season. She enjoyed it. She was my little photographer walking into the stadium and getting dad's pics and all of that stuff. So it was a cool moment, man. We really enjoyed it. My youngest was really upset, Parker.
But I already know.
Yeah, she's not old enough to be with anyone else without mom and dad or in school. So I needed to be there to keep my eyes on her. But Peyton had a great time, man. That was an awesome moment that we had the opportunity to share this past game.
Yeah, and it was another awesome moment for yourself early in the ball game, red zone interception. Man, take us through that. And it looks like you were your first start playing safety, right? You had an opportunity to prepare playing safety because you remember against the Colts, you were anointed the safety position during the game. So you wasn't preparing to play safety, but you had a week of prep playing the safety position. Man, you look real comfortable, man. How did you feel?
Man, Mac, you know I'm a ball player, man. You put me anywhere on the football field, I'm going to flourish. It's just the matter of the fact, you know. So, but I felt great, man. I felt good, you know. The good thing about when I did change, you know, when they told me I was going to have an opportunity to play, start at safety, like you said, had a whole week to prepare, you know, had an opportunity to really lean on Meek, Coach Grady, really get some film study in, because it is it's a different point of view back there. You have to be a little bit more patient because I've been so used to being right in front of a guy no further than, you know, 7 yards if I'm playing off coverage. You know, so the point of view and the communication, because now I'm kind of in charge of getting guys lined up, giving them the checks if we are having an audible or get out of a certain call, putting them in this, the perfect technique if they come out, if the receiver's coming out in a certain formation. So that was pretty cool. But at heart, man, I really feel like I'm a safety at heart because I'm a communicator. Like, I love to talk, you know. So when I was put in that position, it was like, all right, now you really have an opportunity to talk because, you know, at corner, you can say all you want to say, but you only literally talking to the people that's on the side of the field that you're on.
Yeah,
so
yeah, good
being
point.
Safety, you have an opportunity to really have a dialogue with Joey, have a dialogue with Levi, E-Ro, the linebackers, guys up front, you know, because that's just something I love to do when I'm involved in the game. So it, honestly, I felt like it put me at a natural position, to be quite honest with you. I was just blessed enough to have cover skills that some safeties didn't have, you know, blessed enough to have speed and ball skills. And that's why I was able to play corner at a high level for such a long time. And, you know, if I want to continue to play football, I think that is going to be something that's necessary for me. But it's going to come down to me if I want to make that change, you know, full term, and you know, if it comes down to it.
But take us through the interception on Brownie. Like I said, they were on the cuffs, basically red zone, clearly in field goal range. He got flushed out of the pocket, tried to make something happen, threw the ball in the end zone. You came out of nowhere. I was so happy, Pat P, you decided to take a knee. I was like, don't you do it. Don't you do it. Don't you try to feel like you can take 101 yards and then the field offense got bad field position and we don't do anything. But I said, take that knee, man. Don't you do that. Don't you do that. We need
to get in position. If that receiver wasn't in front of me, hey, I'm going to make something shake now.
You just going to try to make something shake?
Why not?
Well, it worked out because you took a knee and, you know, offense was able to generate.
Yeah,
I think they scored that drive.
Yeah, they scored that drive, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, they had a nice little 80-yard drive coming out of that. But going back to your original question, breaking down the interception, we was in a red zone cover two. And quite honestly, Jake threw me a gift, you know,
yeah,
to be quite honest with you. But I'm not complaining. I'll take it. I add that to the collection of my interceptions that I have throughout my career. So, but yeah, like I said, we was in the cover two. I was playing half-field safety. And, you know, they ran like a China 7 concept, which is that
stop route, corner route.
Yeah, but they ran the Indy 7, I'm sorry. So they ran like the 5-yard in.
In, okay, gotcha.
Yep. So they ran the 5-yard in and the 7-7 cut by number 2. And once I saw number 1 immediately, you know, break his route off, if you go back and look at it, I kind of beat the receiver to his punch. I didn't even think Jake was going to throw the ball because I saw him under the rest. I thought he was going to throw it away. I said, oh, I might have a shot. Okay, thank you.
Got it. That was huge. I mean, that was, as I talked about, you know, earlier, they were clearly in scoring range, to say the least. You know, worst case scenario, field goal. You took points off the scoreboard, and that initiated a nice scoring drive for the offense. And talking about the offense, I know I was harping last week when we did that episode after the Indianapolis Colts loss. I was harping about who? Who was I harping about, Pat P?
Mason Rudolph.
Was I right about Mason?
Yeah, you was right. Mason came out and did his thing. I want to see him do it again.
Oh, we need it. You want to see him do it again?
Yeah, because we need it.
Yeah, y'all need it. You remember the thing I said about Mason? I said, man, the most appealing thing about Mason is
We don't know.
Yeah. And going into that game, last Saturday, no one knew. So we were just like hoping. Mm-hmm. And he delivered.
Hey, Mason needed to deliver again and again.
Yeah, and also, in fact, remember I said there was no expectations for Mason because
there's
wasn't
expectations
like
now.
That I'm about to say that. Yeah, we got some expectations now, number two. We have some expectations now. And I think he's ready for it, man. You talk about a guy who's been battle-tested. He is the longest tenured quarterback on the roster, so he's been a part of the organization for quite some time. And he just stepped in, and he just delivered, man. The fans enjoyed it. I can tell you another person who enjoyed having Mason as the quarterback, old George Pickens.
Oh, yeah, GP did.
Yes, sir. So it will be real interesting to see what happens at the quarterback position. If Kenny is healthy, if Kenny is ready to go, what Mike Tomlin will do. I know I said on CBS Sports HQ, at this point of the season, you got to ride with the hot hand. You know what I mean? You never walk away from the blackjack table when you just hit blackjack. And I think where you guys are as an organization, there's no room for error. And the offense that we saw, especially throwing the football, man, we haven't seen that in a long, long time. And it's not like you're playing against a team that was bad. I mean, Cincinnati was in the midst of a three-game winning streak. Offensively, we're making plays. Defensively, we're making plays. And they just ran into a ball. So. And they were in the playoffs. Yes,
they were playing for something.
They had a lot to play for, and they just ran into a buzzsaw in the Pittsburgh Steelers led by Mason Rudolph. So, you know, we're going to tap into the preview with the Seattle Seahawks, but Mason lived up to he exceeded the expectations.
He did. And what else did you do, Mac, if you remember correctly?
I said a lot, and I talked to me now. What'd I say?
What was your prediction?
The score? Yeah. Oh, I did the opposite. I predicted you guys would lose.
Exactly.
Hey, Eric, what was my prediction? I did the opposite.
It was like 24-16, if I'm not mistaken.
Eric, yeah, my prediction. I predicted you guys to lose. So I said, every time I predict you to win, you lost.
Yeah, man, so, I told you what I said.
That was your idea, too. You said Minnesota. I did the same thing in Minnesota. Kept predicting. I had 24-16.
Yeah, I was right.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to keep it going. I'm going to predict y'all to lose again.
Do it.
Yeah. Mason played good. Defense played good. You guys were able to weather the storm. You know, when Robbins went down, you know, another injury at the inside linebacker position. But you guys had three interceptions, right?
Yeah, three interceptions and three sacks, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe four.
TJ Watt had. I keep seeing people talking about TJ's third best favorites to win the defensive MVP. That's a lie. He should be number one, but it's another topic of discussion. But the defense made plays and huge win. I mean, right now you guys have a 14% chance to make the playoffs. What's the level of hope in the locker room right now, knowing that you still have a small chance to make the playoffs and there's still something to play for?
Man, we just want to worry about what's in front of us.
Yep.
You know, because we had the opportunity, you know, to solidify ourselves in the playoffs and do all this, you know, weeks prior. But we didn't take care of our business. So the only thing that we can do is take care of our business and see what happens. Play good football, winning football, you know what I mean? And if that happens if we so happen to get in the playoffs, we'll be hot. We'll be hot, ready to roll. So
no question.
Just want to take it a week at a time, man. Worry about the Seattle Seahawks right now. Which is another big game because I believe they're right now on the outside looking in, so they have a lot to play for. And I love playing in this stadium. This is by far one of my favorite stadiums to play at on the road. You know, so I know the environment is going to be hostile. I know it's going to be loud. I can't wait to hear what new underground hip hop song the DJ is going to play. I just know it's going to be electric, man. So big game coming up, man. Big game.
No question. That's a nice segue for us. With that being said, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Pittsburgh Steelers versus the Seattle Seahawks preview coming up next. Pat P, I don't know if you knew this, but this ball game, you guys play Sunday, right? Sunday against Seattle?
Yes. Yeah.
Did you know this would be your 200th ball game?
No, I did not know that. I know we talked about it briefly a couple shows ago about coming up on 200, but I did not know this one will be 200. Man, it's a blessing.
Regular season.
Yeah, regular season.
Yeah. What does it mean to reach that type of milestone, my guy?
Man, it's a blessing, Mac. It really is because not to pull my own coattail, but it's everything that I saw how I envisioned my career. Mm-hmm. You know, like I always talked about, I envisioned myself playing 14 plus years. You know, that's almost checked. I wanted to position myself as good as I could, you know, to be solidified or be in the same position where the NFL greats are positioned. You know what I mean? So I feel like that's checked. And to come up on my 200 game, man, it's just surreal because, to be quite honest with you, man, a lot of young guys ask me this all the time, like how I feel after games and how I'm feeling now when I come into the facility each and every day. I don't feel like I played 200 games. And that's the God honest truth, man. Mm-hmm. It's just how...
Is that Tropical Sprite?
Yeah, Tropical Sprite. Man, that just my mental state, my physical state, and just what I want for myself, you know, not never giving up and not never, you know, taking no for an answer, you know what I mean? And just being a very good self-evaluator, you know what I mean? So I think those are some of the things that helped me get to where I'm at right now and come rolling up on game 200. That's special, man. I'm going to tell my wife that tonight so she can have me a cake when I get back home or something.
Yeah. Tell her she's supposed to already knew that. The cake was supposed to be ready right now. Y'all just had some nourishment. It's supposed to be ready right now. I got a question for you. Trivia question. Do you know who holds the record, cornerback record, for most games played?
Probably Charles Woodson.
No.
Oh?
Mm-mm. He in the hall, too. This guy is in the hall.
Daryl Green. Yeah, I knew it was one of the two.
295.
Ooh.
Can you get there?
We'll see, Mac. Only Lord knows.
295. Charles Woodson got 254. Rondé got 241. Rob Woodson got 238. Champ Bailey got 215. Those are other notable names within the 200 ball game club. Champ got 215. We had Champ on the show, good friend of the show. You know, we talk to Champ all the time. We had Rondé on the show as well. Heck, we had Rob. We had Rob Woodson on the show. Only Woodson we missing is Charles.
Yeah.
All four of those guys are in the Hall of Fame, along with Daryl Green, who has 295. So your next closest is Champ Bailey at 215. And I would imagine you've played in the most, you're the in active players, with active players, you probably have the most games played in the defensive backfield.
100%.
Active, yeah.
Like I think my percentage on playing time is like 90, like 96 in my career.
Mm. That's good ball. And the thing is too, you know, I sent you a link, you know, our good friends at, your good friends, PFF, right now, among players with a minimum of 350 coverage snaps, two Steelers are in the top 10 for the lowest completion percentage allowed. Joey Porter is at 4. He's allowing 46.8% in regards to completion. And you're at 9. You're allowing 52.5%. And someone quoted, said, how is Patrick Peterson still doing this year after year? How is he still doing this year after year? So people still surprised that you being as old as you are, because you know people call you old all the time, that you're still playing some quality football. So and PFF, if PFF says something positive about Pat P, you must be doing something right. Yeah, you must be doing, because you know y'all bump heads all the time.
Yeah, we do. But man, I just want, that's why I be talking about people when they be talking about people. Sorry, and come on, man, stop speaking on things that you don't know.
Yeah. No question. People don't, they don't understand how hard it is to go out and do what you do when you're playing against the best in the world, regardless of what the record is or the opposing team. You're playing against some dogs. Kareem Jackson got 201 games right now, Pat Pete.
Yeah, he Kareem in year 14.
Oh, he came out a year before you.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been suspended a lot, too. They call Kareem the hitman. Is he back?
That man been hit so much that Denver Broncos cut that man.
And he got picked up by Houston.
Yeah, back into his old stomping ground.
Yeah, got picked up by Houston.
Speaking of Denver.
Yeah.
I'm about to call this man Russell Westbrook. Russell Wilson.
Yeah, they benched him.
I see that.
That's a money thing. He will not be with Denver next year. That's a money thing. But they still in the playoff hunt, but they just benched
two games left.
Yeah, they still in the playoff hunt.
So you basically giving up on the season.
Nah, they're gonna still fight, but they just getting ready to cut ties with Russell. Jared Stidham is the guy.
I understand that, Mac. You giving up on the season. You still in the hunt. You got two games left. And you mean to tell me you feel the rookie's gonna give you the best opportunity?
Jared Stidham ain't no rookie.
Who's the backup?
Jared Stidham.
Oh, I thought they said it was going to be a rookie quarterback. I misread that day.
No, Jared Stidham. Yeah.
I was about to say, man, but okay.
Yeah, that's how the league is. You know how it goes sometimes. Mercedes Lewis is the active leader with 266 games. He just caught a touchdown, too, Mercedes Lewis.
Yeah, Mercedes Lewis by like year 19, too.
Yeah, I think he got drafted in 2006.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. So you got quite a few guys ahead of you in a few
balls. I ain't
counting
no tight end, though, man. I mean, no disrespect to Mercedes. Those games are like all respect to you. But like, I'm playing play in and play out, Mac.
You ain't coming out?
You just heard what I said. 96 of however many snaps. Yeah, Kalea, that's my guy. Kalea,
he got 242.
However many snaps I said I played in my career, I played 96% of those snaps, bro.
Yeah, you ain't coming out. You know, most defensive players don't come out like the offensive guys. You know, you share this with
but that's
us.
What I'm saying. So, like, so that 200 games, that guy's like 400 compared to his.
No question. No question. Getting ready for a Sunday, what's the biggest key to the Seahawks matchup, you think?
Doing what we did last week.
The biggest key, the biggest keys for number two. Well, hold on. Is Mason starting?
Yes, Mason starting.
Is Kenny, Kenny ain't healthy.
I ain't no doctor. I'm just going.
Practicing? Did he practice today?
Yeah, he was on the field.
What that? No. I said, did he practice?
He was on the field. No, he didn't practice.
So he ain't take no reps? He just was on the field with a helmet?
Well, not that I did see him on the field, but I don't know if he took any reps.
Okay.
Hold on, let me see. Cause you remember what I told you, we'd be separate.
Yeah, you told
me.
Hold
on, let me think. I don't remember seeing him taking any reps. No, like no real snaps, to be honest with you.
Okay. So we're attacking this question, assuming that Mason Rudolph is going to start against Seattle. And
that's what
the
coach
case.
Said.
Oh, he did say that. You're right. So that's the biggest key to the matchup.
I'm just going by what Cole said.
Kenny Pickett, you remember I said last week they give him a statue in the South Side. Listen, that's the biggest key right there. Play smart, clean football and make plays.
Exactly.
Because this is a vulnerable defense you're going against. They got some holes. They had some holes a little bit, you know, on the defensive side where you can kind of take advantage of them. You just can't start off slow. And that's the thing that I loved too last week, Pat Pete. Y'all started off fast. Yeah. Y'all started off rolling. You didn't wait for the race to get going. You started the race. And you can't start off slow on the road. You know that. Especially when you're trying to hunt to get in the playoffs.
Mm-mm. If we do get in there, we got to take this show on the road. So let's get used to it.
No question, Star. It's a fight. Don't let them punch you first. You punch them first.
Yes, indeed.
And that's what y'all did. Y'all came out swinging. And old Mason came out swinging. And I said, yes, sir. And I did a pregame show on CBS Sports HQ. I said, for tonight, his nickname is Mason the Great Rudolph. I gave him a nickname. Now, I said, I don't know what it's going to be next week. But for tonight, is Mason the Great. And I got to come up with a nickname for getting ready for Sunday. We're going to come up with a nickname. And we're going to ride it till we can't ride. You're going to keep it. As long as we're hitting blackjack, we're going to stay. And I got to give a prediction right now. And I'm going to do the same thing I did. I'm predicting the Steelers will lose. Because every time I predict them to win, they lost. So Steelers going to lose. The score for this ball game is going to be 27-17 Seattle win.
Sure.
That's where we're going to be. That's what we're going to do. Okay, we got a little stat for you. Eric said he didn't track snaps in 2011 as closely, but he counted 11,995 defensive snaps for Pat between 2012 and 2023. I don't know how he counted that, but that's what he came up with. I don't know how he counted that fast. Did he look what?
Eric, you know, Eric got that, what you call that? That little graphic thing.
Man, I don't know what Eric got, man. Almost 12. So you're gonna hit over 12,000 snaps. Clearly, this season right here.
Now I'm already over 12,000. You see, they ain't count my rookie year. And I played every game that year too.
Oh.
I'm already over 12,000 cap.
It's the tropical sprite, man. For y'all young boys out there, man, watching, you wanna stay healthy. Remember Mel Blunt told us he used to eat rabbit. Man. I guess you drinking tropical sprite.
So, hey, Mac, I'm going to tell you something else, too.
What you got?
Getting in the hot sun, man, 3 times a week.
That's what you do?
Change your life, dog.
Man. Hey, well, you know something. You know something.
Tell him.
No question. But, hey, Pat, we're going to take a break. But before we go, with this being our last episode with CBS, I think it's only right that we talk about some of our most, you know, memorable memories, favorite guests, moments, things like that. There's a lot, because you got to realize we've been doing this thing for about, 4 years now?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of headlines that we made, national headlines, you know what I mean? And viral moments that we've been partaking in, and we still got more left to come, but we're going to just kind of recap some of the things that we've been doing, me and Pat P, since day one, starting All Things Covered, man, and just kind of share some of these moments with you guys. I hope you enjoy them as well. And for our faithful listeners and fans, you guys know exactly some of these moments we're going to hit on. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We back. As we said, man, we want to, you know, share some memorable moments with you guys, man. Me and my guy, Pat P, man, we've had on All Things Covered. Pat P, do you remember our very, very first guest?
Of course I do. It's the Honey Badger.
You've been cheating. You look at the sheet.
I remember that because I remember what we did. We did it in my backyard.
When you was in AZ?
Yeah, I was in AZ in the backyard because that's when COVID started. So I didn't want, you know, I didn't want any of the COVID stuff coming through my computer. So that's why I had to go in the backyard, be outside.
Yep. The Badger. Yeah, Tyron Matthew was our first guest. Our second guest before you played.
I could not tell you that.
Mike Tomlin.
Mike Tomlin was our second guest?
Yeah, Mike T. Mike T was the second guest we had on.
That's crazy.
Me and you are both Laker fans, and 10 days after winning the title with the Lakers, we had J.R. Smith on.
That was a good one because I have an opportunity to golf with J.R.
Yep.
Yeah, so, you know, that was a really good conversation because we had an opportunity to talk about the shirtless J.R. and how they left. Who he said he left at the stadium in Orlando? It was the point guard. Oh, yeah, Quinn Cook.
Quinn Cook.
he said he left Quinn Cook at the stadium.
Yeah. We had J.R. Smith, your golfing buddy, John Rahm, who recently won the Masters.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Rambo.
Yeah. I mean, then you remember we had Jamal Adams was talking about, you know, a period with the Jets. Yeah. He was going through depression. And heck, man, there's a lot of fans probably feel the same way when you watch the Jets over the last few years, especially this year. That was insightful. Of course, we had Justin Jefferson on a few times. OBJ, LeVar Ball was hilarious.
Man, I couldn't stop laughing when we had him on, man. But yeah, just a really good dude too. You could just tell that not only that he loved his kids, but he's an entertainer.
Yep. Yep. We had LeVar. Kirby Smart had him on as well. That was before he was a two-time national champion head coach. Shaquille O'Neal had Shaq on. Antoine Walker talking about the crazy gambling stories with MJ fadeaway Michael Jordan. That was hilarious when they were talking. They were playing Blu-ray. Were they playing poker or Blu-ray?
It wasn't Blu-ray. It was poker, or I can't remember what the other one was, but poker was definitely one of them.
Yeah, yeah. Mel Blunt on, Nick Saban. We had some rap. We had Ice Cube, Master P, Fabulous, Jermaine Dupri, Champ Bailey. Man, we've had it's so many guys that we've had on, and we won't be able to name all of them. But shouts out to all our guests who came on in a period when we were trying to get things established and just having candid conversations, unfiltered conversations with us, and entertaining conversation as well, because you know you're doing something right when other media outlets is picking some of the things you've had and you talked about and sharing them on their sites as well. And that happened with us a lot. When you talk about some of the guests we've had on, Pat P, and I would love to hear our listeners and our viewers who are, you know, checking us out right now, you know, hit us in the comment section. Who are some of the favorite guests you've seen with us, you know, have on the show? Hit us with your comments. You know, who was your favorite guest that we've had the opportunity of talking to? And also, too, let us know your most memorable moments. Yeah. Pat P, when you think about some of the people we've had the opportunity to talk to, you know, is there any moments that stuck out to you? Like, you know, that was, I didn't know this, or that was funny, or we had a good time with that. I know you just talked about LeVar, how much you laughed, but is there any other memorable moments that sticks out to you?
Let me see. I mean, we had so many great conversations, and it's so hard just to pick out one, or, you know, once a specific thing out of the story that we had, the story time that we had, that we was able to have. But I'm probably going to go with, I thought, Leroy Butler. I thought
Leroy Butler, Hall of Famer.
Yeah, man, I thought that was a great conversation. Just him giving us his point of view on, you know, his journey to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Starting Elite 36, right, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, the liquor.
Yeah, the liquor. Sorry if I bastardized the name. But it was just awesome just to have, you know, him on the show, and also just to see, obviously he's an older guy, but how hip he is still to the hip hop music today. What was the song? Hotel Lobby.
That's his favorite song.
Hotel Lobby. So
Hotel Lobby.
That was a good one, man. Even Travis Hunter, man, when we had him in high school.
When he was in high school, yeah.
I remember
Travis Hunter was on
him.
The show.
Yeah, talking with him in his car, you know, where I think he was just leaving workout, about to head to workout or something like that. So, that was a pretty cool conversation. Obviously, with all of our DBs, you know, it's always great to talk with them, like you talked about Mel Blunt.
Yeah, say so he used to eat rabbit.
Yeah, his eating habits. Champ Bailey, he gave us some of the insight on what helped him have a longevity career. Man, we just asked Shaq, you know, a fellow Tiger. That was a good one.
Yeah, when he talked about Rudy Gobert's contract.
Yeah, man. That was an awesome one, man. But I probably say one of my most memorable one, and I did not think we would get her on here, was Chanel West Coast.
Why is that?
Because
what's your favorite show?
I love that show, for one.
Uh-huh.
And I would have never thought she would say honest with you.
Yeah. Because we didn't really talk to, it wasn't really sports with her. It was just more talking about the show, Ridiculousness.
Right.
And, you know, some of the other things she had going, because she's also a rapper as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we talked about the show. And they still owe you a visit, too, by the way. They need to get you on the show.
I got to get out there, man.
Yeah.
Rob, you hear this, Rob, man. If somebody can get this to Rob, man, I would love to come out to the L.A. and get on the set.
Oh, Pat loves the show. He's been loving that show forever. you're the only person I know that love that show like how you love the show. So you clearly,
you know me, I love to laugh. And when I'm at home, the kids all, you know, they down. You know, now my day kind of done chilled out. I just go in the living room and pop on Ridiculousness. And I just get a good laugh before I go to bed.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I'm a live long, man. I'm always smiling, man. Don't let
you got to always smile, man. Life's too hard to not smile, man. You're above ground. You got opportunity to smile. That's your decision. That's your choice. You got to take it. And whatever you're going through, find a way to laugh about it and find a positive, the positiveness connected to it and keep pushing. So you're right. You got to find a way to smile. I think for me, you wasn't with me, but this was Super Bowl when Michael Parsons revealed that he loved feet. He got a foot fetish.
Mm.
He loved toes.
I do remember seeing that clip.
It shocked the heck out of me because I was not expecting that. And I know there are a lot of foot fetishes out there, a lot of people who love that. And I just wasn't expecting him to say, man, he loved feet. You like feet?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm not going to be in awe over feet, but I like to see some, like my wife.
Do you kiss your wife toes?
Hell no.
So you really don't like feet like that?
Yeah, I like looking at them, not kissing them.
Do you like rubbing them?
Yeah, I rubbed them last night.
Oh. Well, you really don't like feet because if you like feet, you don't kiss toes like Parsons probably do. Because he said he loved toes.
Yeah, that's that man's problem. I ain't kissing no feet, man. You know how Funyuns and all type of bacteria be down there. You walking on the floor, man. But, hey, man, I ain't judging him.
Hey, yeah, so that's his thing. I love all our food debates that we done had on the show. That's something that we got to continue to do as well because Pat loves to eat. I love to eat. Pat loves to cook more than I do, and we always talking about food. So the food debates definitely they've been hilarious. What else we had so much.
Man, the 33.
OBJ saying he never wanted to leave the Giants. That was. Good information when he shared that with us. He wanted to remain a Giants and basically retire with the organization. You know, another thing that was funny too, when we had Lavonte David on when they were getting ready for the Super Bowl against Kansas City. And somebody was crying in the locker room after beating Green Bay and Tom called him out.
What the F you crying for?
Yeah, we still got more ball left to be played, man. That was pretty.
Who was it though? Did we find out?
No, Lavonte wouldn't tell us who the player was crying.
That's what I thought.
The NFC Championship game and Tom called him out.
They won the Super Bowl, man, so them tears played off.
Oh, no question. No question. Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot. I remember, DeAndre Hopkins, your teammate at the time, was talking about all the quarterbacks that he played with and just the dislike on his face when he was naming some of the guys he played with while in Houston.
Man, I know.
Oh man, we
still going. Hell, even Joey Porter Jr. getting him on even before because you called that one though. You said that'd be crazy at Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
So that was a big time memorable moment because we kind of spoke that into fruition.
Because we had no idea thinking that he lined up with Pittsburgh. I said, how would it be if you get a chance to play in Pittsburgh? And lo and behold, and then we had his father on sharing some stories with him, with Senior, the great Dick LeBeau, we had him on. Eric, how many episodes have we done? Can you look that up for us real quick? Because clearly, I think we're north of 200 episodes.
Wow.
North of 200 episodes, and a lot of episodes we didn't have 200 guests or whatever, but we had well over 170 guests.
Wow. Yeah, man.
Dominique Wilkins had Dominique on one time.
Yeah, we did have Dominique Wilkins on.
John Smoltz talking about the Braves when they won the World Series.
Hey, but my favorite moment would probably be the conversation we had with Troy.
Yeah, TP Troy. Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, I'll never ever forget that conversation. That was pretty dope, man.
Yeah, yeah. And got a chance to share some of the funny moments with Troy because most people don't know he got a large a, a, a wide sense of humor. I mean, he's very, very funny. He's a jokester. 227 episodes, Pat P. That's what we 227. 227, wow. Like the TV show. That's be one of my favorite TV shows, by the way. 227.
The side.
You remember 227?
Huh? No.
What?
No.
You remember the TV show 227?
Mm-mm. I don't really watch shows like that, man.
No, that was a show like in the 90s.
Yeah, man.
You didn't watch TV in the 90s?
No, oh, man. I was in the streets.
Eating a bologna sandwich?
Nope.
That's the problem right now.
No, it ain't.
Hey, 227 was a great show.
AKA the side father. I'm looking at this. You call your boy the side father.
Oh, hey, you remember when I revealed that? That was in the first episode that
what?
I had a crush on Peggy Bundy growing up as a kid. Yeah. Peggy's had them tights on, man, all the time, man. I was not the only one who had a crush on Peg Bundy. I know I'm not.
No.
I know I'm not.
But
you know, you were growing up a little kid, man. You know, your hormones going every which way, man. So Peg used to get me fired up a little bit.
Man, Lisa Ray was mine.
Well, Lisa Ray was everybody, but you know, I saw Peg before I saw Lisa. Because Players Club didn't come out to, I was a Married with Children fan. I was a big time Al Bundy fan. So I used to watch Peg Bundy all the time.
Hell, Peg.
Yeah. Peg used to get me fired up with them black tights. Yes, sir.
You been fired up too.
You know them black tights.
You know, you got your old date going up there at 7 o'clock waiting on.
Man, my mom, she didn't know why, but I was always watching. She's like, "Why are you watching that show? That's for?" I said, "Man, it's funny." No, it ain't. I'm looking at Peg come down them steps and them heels
and them pumps, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Man, you crazy, man.
Man, yeah, we had a lot, man. So, man, please hit us in our comment section, man. Let us know, you know, your favorite episodes or your favorite guests we've had on. And as I stated earlier in the show, we're gonna keep it rolling. We're gonna keep this train rolling. We got more entertaining things coming your way. But you know, with CBS, we're no longer with CBS, but I'm still with CBS. I'm still with CBS Sports, the network. I'm still with HQ. You catch me there weekly, you know, talking ball, talking fantasy, talking college, talking everything. And you catch Pat P doing what he's doing, you know, catching interceptions for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he's going to keep doing what he's doing until they tell him they can't make the playoffs. They got another big coming game this Sunday against Seattle. And stay tuned for us. What we're doing, you know, we're going to keep it delivering content. Our YouTube page is going to still be doing what it's doing. Spotify, Apple, definitely be able to find all our content as well. And just stay tuned for what's next with us. But you better believe whatever it is going to be great. It's going to be entertaining. And it's going to be insightful. And that's what we do. But most importantly, the next big thing on our schedule is the ball game. Pittsburgh Steelers traveling to Seattle to take on the Seahawks. Another do or die situation. Hey, that's for both sides. Pat P got his first start as safety, got an interception. Let's see, can he keep him going? And Mason Rudolph. And Mason, we trust. Mason, you're getting closer to getting that statue. As I told Pat P, he laughed at me. He chuckled at me.
Yeah.
All right. You know how Steelers fans are. You know how wild and crazy Steelers fans are.
Getting closer.
Boy, okay. You going to say, Mac, who said it?
Let's do it again, though.
Yes, sir. But all our fans and listeners, thank you. Like I said, stay tuned. We're going to keep this train rolling. And Pat P, get you some rest. We see you when we see you. All our fans, man, hit us in the comment section. Let us know what you think. As I stated, favorite episodes, favorite guests, memorable moments, man. Share them with us. And we love to talk about it as well. So that might be what we handle in our next episode, sharing with you guys some of your thoughts, because we love to allow you to feel part of the show as well. So appreciate all the love, all the comments and the positive things and the negative things as well. We take it and we use it to try to find ways to be better. So we appreciate that. Pat P, you got anything you want to say?
Man, I just want to say I appreciate all the fans, all the love, all the support and this journey that we've been on, man. I never had a thought that we'll be 200 and something odd episodes.
227.
Yeah,
like a TV show you never watched before.
You just like saying that number.
You never watched 227. I don't understand how you never watched 227.
Never thought or imagined that we'll be 227 episodes in, man. It's just a blessing. And I really felt that we grew and got better, you know, as we continue to pour into it. So, like you said, we thank our fans for the feedback,
yep.
good and bad. It just helped us become better and continue to try to put out as best content as we can to you guys, so you guys can have, I guess, like that insight on, you know, our world, because we're in that line or on that side of the fence that you guys want insight or intel on. So we appreciate you guys, but like Max said, this train is not stopping. You know, we're going to figure out some things to keep All Things Covered going. But until then, we love you guys. We thank you guys. And we'll see you when we see you. Peace.
Peace.